BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it today, what happened when we met the Russians off of the reality TV show? He's a billionaire and she is very famous in Ukraine. So we took them to the 99p store, yes. We talk about this dating app and Chris makes a profile for me if I was to go on it. Not happy about it. Also, Real or No Real features the lovely Rihanna off of films. Here's all the best bits of today's show.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so there's a show on TV called Meet the Russians. It's on at the moment. The two best people on it are Kamalia and Zahor. She's a Ukrainian pop star. He's a Ukrainian billionaire. Yesterday, Kamalia DM'd me on Twitter and said, would you like to come to a party that they had last night? How can you say no to that? So we went. Did you just nearly...
Sorry.
Have you thrown up in your mouth?
I cannot get over what happened last night.
That'll be the jalapeno vodkas.
I just... Oh, I've forgotten about
it. You sound
it.
Good. yes, good afternoon. Can you believe she bought socks for her maids?
Where are we going
to
start?
I don't
this,
know where to
this
start.
This whole thing. I mean, even...
The servants.
The van.
The van they picked us up in.
It was like that tour bus thing. And oh, what about getting the... Stopping at the offie for champagne?
Uh-huh.
I mean...
The various TV
the piano.
Screens. The piano, the various...
Oh, my word. Do you remember what I did in the toilet?
Yes, I do. And there was the TV screen showing her constantly being a pop star. Every single screen. Right, this... We need to stop this. Like, we'll do this in chunks, like, and we'll talk about it after 1:30.
Okay.
So many people are texting in Twitter and going, like, what happened last night? I don't even know where to start. Let me collate my thoughts and I'll get back to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Looking through the strong texting I was doing to Fern Cotton last night, which I heard her mention earlier.
Oh, she was loving it.
She really was. These pictures have made my night, Mills.
It was like being on... their TV show almost. It was, or just in their lives.
Just for one evening. How crazy would it be to be the Russians?
That's
Think
how,
about it.
But you know when things escalate?
Like, yes.
One
they
thing
always
happens,
do.
Leads to another.
Yeah, with us,
another.
They always do.
That was a new one for me. That was another level.
Yeah. Fern's already invited herself onto their yacht. We haven't even got the invite yet.
Well, I don't know. I was having some quite strong discussions with...
You went in. You went really in.
You know I've woken up with his number.
Have you actually?
Yes. He's a billionaire.
You've got Zahor's number. They're probably listening.
Hello.
Hello. Tell me you haven't texted him.
My word.
You haven't texted him,
Not
have
yet.
No, don't do it. In fact, delete it.
I don't know what to text
delete
him.
It.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you wake up with anything?
Sorry?
No, I mean like...
Oh, yes, a lot of, like, multi-packs of chewing gum.
Right, I woke up and in my coat, in each of the two pockets there, was a can of something called Seduce.
Body spray?
Yes.
I know, I've got loads of that as well. And I've got some, hang on, I've still got it in here. Seduce is on.
Yeah.
They are.
it's also, not right, is it?
Yeah, I've got a lot of chewing gum and some Hubba Bubba. We'll explain all in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How good was Rachel Riley off of Countdown and Strictly and The Gadget Show on Innuendo Bingo yesterday?
It was a good one, wasn't it? Good return.
Yes, video is on Radio 1's YouTube channel right now. This is our favourite from last week on BBC Breakfast.
Absolutely, yeah. Doing... all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
It's too good.
A return to form from Riley. We're now going to Channel 5's Construction Squad. What a show. And here's two of the builders dividing up their jobs for the day on the Construction Squad.
We've got a couple of landscape gardeners that we've hit the phones and have kindly agreed to come in and landscape the place up.
Cool, so I'll pull Steve and Kaz off.
So the video's already on YouTube now. Last time was it over 700,000 people watched it?
Yeah,
huge. No pressure, Riley. And tomorrow at this time, Innuendo Bingo is a special Halloween edition with Halloween effects.
I'm intrigued. Have you funded this or
no? The Russians have. No, they haven't. Right. They haven't. It's very simple but effective, and it's going to be with Alice Levine tomorrow, who's in for Greg. from 4 o'clock today and tomorrow as well. So 1:45, special Halloween edition, which you will want to watch live when we stream it, of Innuendo Bingo with Alice Levine tomorrow. Okay, right. So a lot of people are like, what happened? Hello? Can you, like, tell us? It's 10 to 2. Okay, here's the thing. So there's a TV show called Meet the Russians. It includes two people called Kamalia and Zahor. Kamalia is a Ukrainian pop star who wants to make it big in the UK and around the world. Zahor is her lovely husband who happens to be a billionaire. So they sent me a DM on Twitter yesterday saying, like, obviously I was talking about the show, and they said, do you want to come out with us? You can't say no to that. So
well,
we did.
I did think we should have said no at the time.
These opportunities will only come round once. You've got to grab them. So at about 4:10 yesterday afternoon, after I last spoke to you, there was a Mercedes van waiting outside with the Russians in it. Now, from the outside, it looked like a transit van, which we're going to be bundled into the back of.
It looked suspect. Like, when we walked out again, I said...
Are you sure we want to get into the back of this transit van?
Yes. This isn't quite how I imagined it.
And they were never seen again. Inside the van, it's well plush. Like, the seats are all leather and that. They got TV screens in there. Like, proper seating.
It was like off good boy band. If you were in a good, successful boy band.
Yeah.
That's the kind of treatment you'd be getting.
With the blacked out windows and the curtains and all that. So... they're like, okay, we've got a party happening at our place tonight. We were keen. But we didn't really have anything with us. We weren't dressed correctly. They were quite smart because they've got all the monies. And she'd just been from a big shop at a department store where she cleared out several designer ranges.
Do you remember what she said she bought? Quite casually.
What was it?
I was like, so how was the shopping? Did you buy anything nice?
Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Telephone box.
Telephone box with Santa.
And this isn't just like a little gimmick, like a little gadget. This is a full-size red, you know, London telephone box with a Santa in it.
Yeah.
Just casually. So, they've been shopping. We looked like we'd just been here, like, a bit scruffy. And we also hadn't brought anything with us for the party. So here's us in the van.
We feel really bad, though, because we haven't actually bought anything. So would you mind if I tell your driver, can we take, like, a little detour?
Yeah.
We've got to go to the party, but, like, it won't take long, maybe 5-10 minutes.
No problem.
I know a really good shop.
Driver?
Yes?
Can you take us to the 99p shop?
99p, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
It's the one near my house. You know the one I mean?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it.
I did think this was very funny when you decided this.
I just thought, where can we take them where we can get stuff for the party where they definitely will never have been?
Yeah.
And this was like a whole new world to them when we walked in. So I was like, everything in here is 99p. And they looked really confused. Kamalia was like, everything is £99?
But
that's great.
But made it sound like that.
That's
was a
really
good
cheap.
Deal.
I was like, no, 99p. What is p? not pounds. P. What is p?
They don't do peas.
They do not. What is p?
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
So once she got her head around the fact that everything was less than the pound, she went wild in the aisles.
She loved it.
Oh my god. Like, literally, this is why we woke up this morning with so many multi-packs of chewing gum and also some body spray, because they bought the lot and then left it on their van. So we just pocketed it.
Yeah, they casually bought whatever they want, which was pretty much everything.
Yeah. And she was taking ages, wasn't she, to go around there with you?
Yeah.
And then, so her husband decides to get on the tannoy, because he can, and make an announcement.
Kamalia, will you please hurry up?
Can you please hurry up to the whole store?
Kamalia, will you please hurry up?
Anyway, our trolleys were full. We've done a video of this, which will be ready tomorrow, so we'll get a video on Twitter and Facebook for you tomorrow. You'll want to watch this. Here's how many items we bought as they get scanned through. This goes on for about 20 minutes in the 99p shop. Then it's happened to the best of us. This happened.
I don't take the
American
card.
American Express, or you don't take any cards?
Are we taking it?
Got any more cards?
Her card got declined in the 99p shop.
It was well awkward.
Or was it that they didn't accept that card? Whatever, it was embarrassing. We had to do the thing where we had to swipe it down the side. That wasn't happening. Then the cashier guy tries to put the card in. Mm. That's not working.
I nearly had... Well, I said it at one point. I nearly had to bail out the Russians.
How embarrassing. Awful. The whole lot was £56. They were amazed.
Yeah.
They were like, our lunch costs more than this.
He couldn't get his head around it, could he?
No, they couldn't get around the fact that it was 99p. But you know what? Despite the fact that they're ridiculously rich, they're actually really, really nice people.
Yeah, lovely.
They just happened to be really rich. But they were really nice, weren't they? They made us feel very welcome.
Oh, they were amazing. But what's brilliant about all this was just, however weird this sounds, this was just the start of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got more to say, but this was just the 99p shop bit. They were loving it. And I eventually had to go into her Chanel bag and fish out some cash.
'Cause 50s, of course.
None of the cards worked. Yeah, some fresh 50s in there. What is this, euros or pounds? I was like, just give them that. Never seen a £50 note before.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are quite enjoying our Russian chat. Should we do some more?
Let's crack on.
Thing is, we're not even at the party yet. This is the first bit, just in the 99p store.
But this is helping me. This is helping me sort of... piece together the activities of last night.
Anyway, after spending £56 and getting a card declined in the 99p store, Kamalia and Zahor, the Russian billionaire people, took us to their place. So we get back in their posh van and they're like, yes, we go to our place now. I'm like, okay, cool. Go to their flat in London.
Oh, do you remember the, like, even on the journey, do you remember we were watching her video the whole way there?
Oh, yeah. Like, so she's a massive pop star in the Ukraine with some quite good songs.
Yeah.
And there was a screen in the van showing her performing at a concert, I think in the Ukraine. Mm. And she was singing along to her own songs.
Oh, do you remember, like, we were in a bit of traffic and Zahor suddenly decided that he wouldn't mind getting some champers in.
Mm. After telling us that in Kiev, when he's there, he can move the traffic if there's a traffic jam.
Yeah, he just needs to make a call.
Yeah.
Do you remember, and we stopped at the petrol station.
Yes, and the ones with the shop attached.
I was like, maybe I should jump out and just get a few tinnies or something.
Yeah, and for the journey. We were stuck in a lot of traffic.
And he was like, no, I will come. And he walked straight in, didn't bother queuing, straight to the front, you know, to the sort of expensive stuff in there. Wasn't very keen on what they had to offer, but took the most expensive bottle in there.
Yeah.
And then just held up his finger and just went, two.
There was a queue.
There was a queue.
We didn't see
straight
that.
Straight past.
I don't think. But they were really nice. They weren't.
Oh,
doing
they
it.
Were lovely.
They don't do it in a rude way. This is just what they do.
It's just weird seeing, you know, billionaires in a different world.
I need to explain the traffic story. So apparently in Kiev, when there's traffic, he can call the police and they will move him around the traffic.
Yeah.
Like, so he doesn't have to sit in it. Can't do it in London. Anyway, so they're like, right, we'll go to our place now. We've got the champagnes on board. So we go to their place. Their place is the penthouse of a massive London hotel. Reportedly the largest hotel suite in the whole of Europe.
It's insane.
This is bigger than my house, your house,
yeah, oh,
put together.
Yeah.
I think there was something like 5 or 6 bedrooms, just those two in it. There was a piano where Kamalia sat and played some hits of her hits in Ukraine. Well, there was a guy playing a piano and she sang along.
Yeah.
What else happened? Oh, you went to the loo, one of the many.
Well, you have to. You only get these chances once.
My toilets were mental.
Yeah. They are listening, we think, because they've just tweeted. So I don't want to say...
What did you do? Oh, you did as well.
Do you remember? Because
yeah, you did. Did we get that on video?
We did, because you just to prove it.
But the thing is, you have to, don't you? Mm. I did the same in number 10, you know, when I went in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, when you're there... anyway,
but do you remember they put on a lovely...
Lovely spread.
Lovely spread.
Yeah, there was a lot of food. And the Russian vodkas were on.
Oh, yeah.
People were serving it.
Oh, yeah, they had staff.
We weren't expecting that. We thought there'd just be a few, I don't know, some quavers in a bowl or something. No.
It was
craziness.
It was just nuts, the whole thing.
Yeah. Someone else says that's... they know how the Russians feel because the swipe card thing happened to them in a shop the other day and they had to sign the receipt. That's from Jack in Lancaster.
Do you remember there was a cloakroom assistant?
Was there? Yeah, to help you with your bags and coats.
It was just, just crazy.
I'm sure I'll remember more, but that for now is all I have, I think.
And it was great. Do you remember we sat there and she performed her song by the piano? I'll tell you what, they were so nice. Mm. They were just really kind of really cool. Do you remember when you we had that little chat outside? And then, we were like, you know, we should become good friends with them.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, well, go on, go in and make it so.
Yeah.
And got his number.
You appear to have his number now. So that was our night with the Russians. Video is coming tomorrow, which we'll put on the radio on YouTube. I mean, we've only done half of it, I think, here. But like, you'll see what happened on the video tomorrow. That would explain everything.
This is BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, right, okay, so Kamalia off of Meet the Russians has been on Twitter going, Chris, what did you do in the toilet?
Why have you just tweeted her? What you haven't? You didn't need to spell it out like that.
Why not? She's like, what did you do?
She hasn't said anything since.
No, she's not been back on. I just tweeted he had a poo in one of your loos. Might as well tell the truth. This is Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. So I just want to say thank you very much to the Russians for letting us into their crazy world yesterday to Kamalia and Zahor. And if you don't watch that show, seriously, it'll become your reality TV favourite, Meet the Russians on Fox. The full video of us in the 99p store with some Russian billionaires buying a lot. That's a lot of bags, £56 in the 99p shop. And also at their place in their massive penthouse in London. Then the full video will be on tomorrow during the show. We'll put a link up on Twitter and Facebook so you can find it easily, and it'll be on the Radio 1 YouTube. Of course we filmed it. Why would we not film that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
When you're on a plane and before you take off, the safety announcement comes on. They're often quite boring.
Yeah.
And obviously you should pay attention, and they always tell you to, but sometimes you will drift off.
Well, they always say that, don't they? It's always the same. And I know you've probably seen this a million times, but pay attention.
Yeah. I normally lose interest after the whistle for attracting attention.
You'd always have to do your jokes, don't you?
In case we land in a disco.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really old joke.
You still do it every time.
I know, but now, like, if you ever fly with me, which you have done, you just go, yeah, go on then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disco, yeah, really good. Anyway, so an airline in America has come up with a brilliant way of getting you to pay attention. Now, when you first hear this, you'll be like, this isn't real. This is 100% real. This went online yesterday. You may have already seen this. What better way than getting people to actually listen to the safety announcement and watch it than doing a massive, high-production pop video? It's almost like something they would do in Glee.
I can't believe this is an actual thing.
Listen to this. Right, imagine this is coming on. You're expecting the boring safety announcement. And then on the screen, this happens. Goes on for about 5 minutes, but you have to watch it. Listen to how interesting they've made the seatbelt bit.
For the 0.001% of you who have never operated a seatbelt before... Really? I mean, it works like this. Insert the metal end into the buckle until it clicks, and pull on the loose end to tighten, making sure it fits low and tight across your lap. There you go. To open, lift on the top of the buckle. And remember, seatbelts should be fastened whenever you're seated, just in case of unexpected turbulence or weather conditions.
It's a proper, well-made song. Listen to the cabin pressure rap.
Yo, yo, now that you're bopping your head to the rap scene, now that your eyes are glued to the flat screen, if the cabin pressure's changing, you know that we won't be leaving you hanging. Pull your mask down first, don't worry, oxygen flows. Tighten the straps after placing on your mouth and your nose.
It's brilliant.
I don't know what my gran would think, though, if she's on a, if she like...
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Do you want to hear the dubstep breakdown about life vests?
Yes, please.
Done by some robots. Okay.
Knock, knock, knock under your seat. There's a life vest. Life vest. first class. It's below your center armrest. Remove the pouch, tear it open, place it over your head. Are we coming in clear? Did you hear what we said? Buckle the white straps and tighten right around your waist. Once off the plane, pull the handles and your vest will inflate. If your vest doesn't feel, honey, no big deal. Blow into the red tube and you've got every feel. There's a bright locator light and it's right on your shoulder. Thank you for your attention. This robot rap is over.
It's craziness. It's really good. Henry in Wiltshire has already seen it. He says, look out for the steward who raps the airline safety announcement. It's really good. So that is on planes now in America.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it an actual...
100% real. Yeah. It's on Virgin America right now. You'll find it on the internet. It's a really good pop video. Like, if they release that, it could be a hit.
That would be great.
Only it's
it?
About life vests. It's really good. However, now you know they're going to use it forever. Mm. It could get old if you fly the airline a lot. Why, what are you saying?
All right, I want to chat about, because we haven't really talked about it much, but you know this app you can download, Tinder?
Oh, yeah. For dating, isn't it?
Which seems to be changing the way that my friends operate.
In what way?
And well, just that they're all the single ones are on it. And
are they a little bit obsessed with it?
Yeah, and it... The thing is, it feels like a conversation that I can't be part of, like when they're going through this app. And do you know how it works?
Not really.
And it's not just boy. Like, I know the group of girls that I know. I didn't make it sound like there's one group of girls that I know. But you
just
know
the
what
one
I mean?
Group
the,
of girls.
The group of girls who are friends, who aren't girlfriend, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're all on it. And so it seems to be becoming a thing.
How does it work then?
So it's quite incredible. I've seen people in the office use it as well. But you can set the distance, like how far you want to search, and it will filter it like that. You can say whether you're looking for a boy or a girl, and then from there on in, you just swipe through.
What, really quick?
Yeah, so you like a picture comes up, you can literally, in a split second, go yes or no, and you swipe right for yes or swipe left for no. And then if two people match, and right with this, if two people match, then a conversation starts and you start having a sort of MSN-style conversation.
Uh-oh. So it's right for yes, I definitely would.
Yes.
And left for no, not in a million years.
But with this
where's
thing,
the in-between?
There is no in-between with this.
Where's the I would with wine button?
Yeah. that doesn't exist.
Oh.
But it's incredible. So this thing, you literally have these pictures and you're swiping through... Swipe, 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 yeah. Swipe. You see one. Well, I suppose it depends how desperate you are. You could be swiping yes on all of them to statistically help your chances.
Have you seen someone do that?
But the thing is, my mates are fascinated with this thing. But now they're really keen in working out the most effective picture because people are doing this like it's a split second that you can
decision.
Look at the picture.
Yeah. And it's one picture. Right.
And this is causing problems because I believe it just takes your Facebook profile picture. But some people overcomplicate their Facebook profile pictures or have things of them surfing and stuff like this. Yeah. But this picture needs to sum up absolutely everything about you for someone to make that decision.
So you need to make sure you're looking pretty hot on it.
Yeah. Or if you are, you know, a little bit ugly like me, then what you need to do is you need to demonstrate your qualities in that picture.
Well, what would you do?
Well, you is know, like I'm particularly good at flipping beer mats.
Right,
so
that's
what I
would
probably
do, yours,
do
yeah.
is have a stack of 50 there yeah. and my hand ready like I'm about to flip things.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
That's your thing, that's what you do.
Yeah, you need to play to your strengths and you need to immediately be impressive.
Are most of the profile pictures them taking a selfie in a mirror with their top off?
Well, that helps if you've got the, you know, the sort of the right...
Goods.
Kind of body,
sure.
But do you know what? My mates are well into this as a sort of date. They're going dating through this thing. I'm hearing incredible dating stories from this thing.
Good ones,
mixed. But I'm fascinated by the stories that are coming back.
I kind of want to know the bad ones as well.
Yeah, but I reckon there's so many people right now who have these amazing dating stories coming from this app. But I'm sort of fascinated to know how people are. It's almost like. Like if you go fishing, you need, you know, to work out the best kind of bait. It seems to be a bit like that. You need your picture needs to be the best.
It can be, yeah.
I was having a think about this as well, and I was like, well, if you were on Tinder, You know, what picture would you put up?
There's some really bad ones of me from over the years. By what you're saying. I'm not on it, by the way.
You're not. And but I'd be interested to get people's suggestions as to what could make maybe your ideal profile picture. And then maybe we could make it.
No, I don't want to go on it, though.
You don't have to. We can mock it up, maybe.
I don't want to be swiped. Is it left or right?
Left. I think. Well,
left is no.
Swipe right for yes.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to get loads of left. So I'm not keen. Thanks very much.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Whoa, there's so many people that have had actual success on this. Like, a lot of people. Someone's been on 25 Tinder dates really recently.
Someone's saying they went on 2 in an afternoon.
Yes.
Incredible.
I like it.
But it's just changing the rules, isn't it? It's just making, like, I know one girl who is going out, like, twice a week on these sort of dates.
That's who I want to hear
meal.
From. Yeah, it's a meal. Like, you could literally live off this.
It's incredible.
Oh, are you paying? Good. 8 to 1 to 9. If you've been on loads of these dates, I really want to hear what it was like. Apparently, Gregor says what we were talking about is known as power swiping. When you really go through a lot. I like that it's got a name.
Yeah.
What do you have to put in your little description? Is it like a Twitter bio or something?
So it takes your profile picture from Facebook, but it also, I think, links you to people through mutual friends that you've got.
Uh-huh.
Which generally means that, like, there's a very real chance you'll meet someone who is like obviously, you know, through mutual friends.
Oh, that's quite good.
But on the actual profile itself, it has your picture, your age, and then like a strap line underneath. Now, some people don't put anything, but generally they're quite short, snappy messages. Like, you know, like the kind, like, you don't know what you've lost till it's gone.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's not a great example.
Well,
but
like the motivational ones they have up sometimes in the gym.
Yeah. Or might just
you say, can do this.
Yeah, I am legend. It's that kind of, it's like a phrase.
Yours would be,
I'm an adult baby.
Okay, very good. But I'll tell you what would be great, if there was one that we could maybe come up with as well, which could link people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Because then if you do, I mean, you would swipe right if you knew you were talking to another Scott Mills listener.
I quite like it.
I think.
Yeah, and it's something to talk about, isn't it? Yes, Dan in Surrey, 8 Tinder dates in 1 week.
That's huge.
That's what I want to talk about. My tagline would be, if I was on.
What would it be?
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Very famous in Ukraine. Right, this is... I don't really like this idea at all. Can we not do this? Ugh. Right, so what are you doing now?
So what we've done is we've mocked up your... what would be your Tinder profile picture. We put it on the Radio 1 Twitter right now, and we're going to let people decide what your strap line would be.
Can we not do this?
I think it's great. And for one, it's a brilliant picture.
This is... What picture is it? Let me see.
You have a look.
Oh, no!
What I'd quite like people to do is go look at this picture.
I don't want to
Twitter,
see them.
Decide on a decent strap line for Scott.
And people are going to be horrible.
And then say which way you would swipe.
Right, this has nothing to do with me.
BBC.
Right, I don't think I want to see this thing. Is it on Facebook and Twitter as well, just Facebook?
Twitter.
What are people saying? This is a picture of me, which you've kind of mocked up a Tinder profile. I'm not happy with this.
Yes, and then we've let people decide the line that could go underneath it.
My favourite is, life is a lottery. Have you got the balls?
It is on Facebook as well. It is on the Radio 1 Facebook as well. There's so many great ones. There's so many rude ones.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
I'm soon to be very famous in Ukraine, is it? Paint me like one of your French girls is good.
I don't want to hear the horrible ones. Okay.
And pour it over my kumquats, of course.
Of course. Old school.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Rihanna.
Hi.
So you blatantly wanted to come with us last night to hang out with some Russian billionaires.
I'm so jealous that this happened.
It was so weird. But they were really nice.
Oh, good.
Video's going to be up tomorrow. You can see us taking them and showing them for the first time a 99p store.
It was so random.
That's brilliant.
It was really good. Yeah, really in good. One of the best areas of London too. They were like, what is the £99 each? This is great value.
I thought P stood for pounds and still thought it was amazing value.
Like, no, it's 99p. What is P?
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Very famous in Ukraine. Video will be on tomorrow. Okay, let's play Real or No Real before the chart update in 10 minutes. What are you saying about this lot of facts?
Journalists visiting the set of Sesame Street are explicitly banned from asking questions about Bert and Ernie's relationship status.
We've all wondered about it.
Can you explain, please?
Bert and Ernie?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Right, okay, you don't know who Bert and Ernie are.
No, I do remember Sesame Street, but I can't remember the politics.
They're a puppets, obviously, and they...
live together.
They live together, and I think
sometimes maybe, bathe together.
Yeah, and they're in the same bed, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm saying they're on.
Right.
Always have been.
And what they call Bert and Ernie?
Yeah. Definitely on. I always thought that. Even as a child, I was like, yeah.
Sorry, so what's the real or no real? We're trying to establish the...
Journalists aren't allowed to ask about Bert and Ernie's relationship status when you go to Sesame Street. Thanks for listening.
Is Sesame Street still on?
Yeah.
Is it?
Still on. Not here, I don't think, but they still make it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's real.
Well, this is it. I bet it's the kind of question that wants to get asked all the time. They must be used to it. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah, yes. Not allowed to ask, which means they are hiding something. No need to be ashamed of it, lads. You know what I mean? It's 2013. Get on with it.
Lads.
Next.
Not any lads.
Dance DJ Deadmau5 is currently having an intense course of chiropractic therapy for a neck injury sustained by wearing his trademark helmet.
It would kind of serve him right, wouldn't it?
Mm. It's a big old hat, that.
It's a massive helmet.
Yes.
Isn't it?
And it must, you know, the amount he DJs. Now, what? How does he do this generally? Is it just DJing where he wears the...
No, all the time.
It? Or is it whenever he appears as Deadmau5 anywhere?
I thought it was all the time.
Yes.
As in what, like out and stuff?
Yeah.
Like clubbing?
Yeah.
What if he's having some downtime? What if he's having the massage with the head on? Would that
I don't
work?
Think that happens. No. I think he takes it off for that. But has he been having a chiropractor because of this?
Accident. Do you know what? I can see this being a problem. You think, as I said, the amount he DJs, it's gonna cause a problem on the...
I don't think he'd be stupid enough to use a material that would be so heavy that he'd need constant rubbing.
That's true, because he has got the money, so he can afford a cheaper... a lighter...
Yeah.
..material.
I'm going to go no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Not. Yes, Rihanna.
Logic wins.
Someone says that Bert and Ernie now have separate beds. Oh, they've reached that stage in the relationship. They have been together a long time. It's like when your mum and dad get separate beds, you know what I mean? And next...
Cash machines in the Vatican give their instructions in Latin.
I doubt they have cash machines in the actual Vatican.
Yeah, good point. Didn't think of that. I do like the idea that the voice changes, you know, or that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Hang on, cash machine? No, you mean the writing on it? Yeah, I was just thinking, cash machines don't actually talk to you, do they?
Maybe in your mind.
I think it's
feasible. I think it is definitely feasible. I'd love to see the Pope using a cash machine and struggling with the Latin a bit.
Yeah. I would.
But you can get lots of... You can select different languages, can't you? And
like when you press, like, get your car back when you actually want to get one without a receipt or that kind of stuff.
So is it going to sound incredibly stupid if I say real on this?
Up to you, innit?
I can't tell. Right, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh,
yes!
No!
It is real. That's true. That happens.
Cash machines in the Vatican.
And next...
Paris Hilton recently apologised to her friends on Twitter after her account picked up a virus which sent them a direct message reading, "Click this link to see my nude pics."
That's not very...
Are we running out of real or no reals now?
Possibly.
Okay, well, this does happen a lot.
It does, but I don't think that she would apologise. I think she'd encourage people to click.
True. Yeah. But it is annoying, those DMs that you get. And it's like...
really annoying.
I've seen this photo of you. You should really have a look.
Yeah, they're really annoying.
It's frustrating because you do think, even for a second, you're like, oh... what have you done?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just for a little second.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh.
It's like when you go through airport security. You're not guilty, but you feel it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
When you see them pinging their rubber gloves.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
And at the end of that,
I'm winning.
Rihanna got 30, I got 20.
Woo! Yes, winning. Tomorrow we are back on Radio 1 between 1 and 4, and at 1:45, Innuendo Bingo with Alice Levine. It's a Halloween special with incredible special effects. You'll want to watch it tomorrow on the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills, BBC.